Backers of a ballot question to place new restrictions on Massachusetts farming practices for eggs, veal, and pork argue it's the humanitarian thing to do. Opponents warn it could be costly to consumers. How costly became the focus of a WBUR debate yesterday at UMass Boston. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The debate over question three comes down to two arguments, placing limits on what question backers call animal cruelty and concern greater controls will hurt businesses and ultimately consumers. Representing the two sides at yesterday's debate were Bill Bell of the New England Brown Egg Council and Paul Shapiro of the Humane Society of the United States. We hear first from Shapiro.
Question three is very simple. It says that animals who are used for food ought to be able to stand up, lie down, turn around, and extend their limbs. That's it. If you agree, then please join with the MSPCA and the Humane Society and vote yes for question three.
If you believe that eggs should be produced in a cage-free environment, you can buy those eggs right now. This is America, and the marketplace responds. But do not vote in support of this referendum question. It will have unforeseen consequences. To begin with, it will increase the price of food substantially for everyone, including especially those least able to afford it.
Yesterday's ballot question debate was the second of a four-part series sponsored by the Boston Globe, the McCormick School of UMass Boston, and WBUR. If approved by voters, question three would require producers and distributors to procure eggs, veal, and pork products only from animals able to, quote, turn around freely in their enclosures. Opponents of the initiative say it would increase food prices dramatically. Supporters say price increases would be marginal. Matt Finnerty is a sophomore at UMass Boston. He says he came to the debate undecided, but left persuaded to vote for greater protections for farm animals.
I think the increased cost is kind of like a fear thing. I think that that's just kind of like a business ploy. You know, I don't think that the costs are going to end up being nearly as much.
Following the formal debate, two people in attendance held a debate of their own. Danielle Julian of Salem is a diehard supporter of the ballot question, while Linda Sedanowitz of Chelsea says she's on the fence because of the impact it could have on the price of eggs.
I won't buy them. When they were $3 a dozen, I did not buy them. You're talking about an egg.
I don't think that we're just talking about the price of the egg, though. We're talking
about
the treatment of the animals that produce those eggs and taking it to a more humane level.
Right.
A recent WBUR poll suggests two-thirds of Massachusetts voters support question three, the greatest margin among the four ballot initiatives voters will decide in November. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios in Dorchester.